Northeast PA's Classic Rock, Rock 107, Prospector here, and on the phone, Dr. Michael Lockshin, who wrote a book called The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. It's a book about patients, doctors, and the healthcare system, and okay, you're a doctor. Isn't this insider trading? You shouldn't be telling us this stuff, right?
I don't know. I think it's always good to be in a good conversation with patients about what we're doing.
And being in a conversation, in your book, you talk about that and being that it's important that you can actually negotiate with a patient, right?
Well, I think so. One of the things that strongly should not happen is that doctors should just dictate to patients and not listen to what their own priorities are.
Right. That would be a problem, obviously. The doctors do have priorities. They have, you know, insurance concerns. They have pharmaceuticals breathing down your necks. One of the things you talk about in your book are medical uncertainties. Can you tell me what you mean? Maybe give me an example of a medical uncertainty.
Well, today we're required, as doctors are required, to list every diagnosis. We have a whole set of 150,000 codes that we're supposed to use to define diagnoses. And diagnoses are not always all that clear, yet if I write a prescription for you or ask for a blood test or an x-ray, I have to assign a diagnosis, whether I know it or not, in order to have the insurance pay for it. And my argument is that we shouldn't be so rigid in our choices of diagnoses. We should allow the possibility of saying, I need to find out what's happening here. Not that I know this is what it is and this is where it's going to go, because that label ends up with the patient for all time if I use it.
And that's a good point. And plus, I mean, let's be honest, medical science, there's a certain nebulous quality to things. Things that look same in one person may not be the same in the next person. Symptoms are different and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes you got to kind of chase down the rabbit hole a little bit to find out what you're dealing with, right?
That's right. And I also like to think of that. What medicine today in 2017 has almost nothing to do with, say, medicine in 1967, or in 2067 it'll look completely different. We have to have the flexibility to change our minds and adjust to changing information.
All right, so Dr. Michael Lockshin, author of The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness, a book about patients, doctors, and the healthcare system. Who's the boss? Is it the doctor or the patient?
I'd like to think that neither is boss, that it's an equal conversation where the doctor says, this is my priority, this is what I think will work, but the patient turns around and says, but these are my priorities and this is what I want for myself. And then you negotiate the space in between.
Aha, there we are. We're talking about negotiating again and stuff like that. Now, when you talk about these things, you have to have conversations. Are there... Sometimes when you've been a doctor, you know, are there some like patients giving you messages without really saying what they're thinking? Are there hidden clues here and there you got to deal with?
Well, that's actually the title of the book is about. It's reading these hidden clues. Very often people are either embarrassed or ashamed or something, or just very frightened about what they think is happening, and they'll indicate that by the way they look, by the way they phrase things, and so on. And doctors doctors really have to be able to read those signals and understand what the patient is saying, and then sometimes just ask directly, are you lying to me right now? I've done that many times.
Really?
And patients will look up and say, yeah, I am lying. Whew. And then tell me what they're really thinking.
Wow.
But you have to be able to do that to understand what's going on in a patient's mind.
Now, with all this information out there, talking about coding and how that gets into medical uncertainty and diagnosing things, how can we use the information maybe in your book to save money, to get better health care, really the ultimate goal, I would say?
Well, from my point of view, letting up on the rigor of the coding system would be a great thing. Allowing the flexibility to negotiate positions and allowing for what a patient wants would be the most important thing. That basically is backing off on some of the rules by which we live, and certainly the rules that pharmaceutical houses and insurance companies live by.
Dr. Michael Lockshin, last question about this. Do insurance companies hate you right now?
I don't know whether they hate me or just ignore me, but I certainly am not on the same position as they are.
All right, I appreciate your time. The book is The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. You should go and pick it up and read it. It is definitely an interesting read. And before you go to your doctor, take some of that advice to heart. Dr. Lockshin, thank you so much for joining us on Rock 107.
Thank you very much for asking me.